Leif Ove Andsnes, right there with the tango by Isaac Albanese. And that was a little tango for your morning here. All right, Daniel Vnukovsky, and I have some special guests in our studio. And that is Ted and Marion Outerbridge.
Yes.
Welcome
yes.
to the show.
Thanks, Daniel. It's great to be here.
I'm just trying to click our little start button there with the recording, make sure we get this nicely done. So welcome. And Ted and Marion are doing an illusionist show, a magic show coming up, Meaford Hall on Tuesday. That's already passed, but this Saturday, July 13th, evening performance, and a matinee this Thursday, July 11th. And they had two standing ovations for their show.
Last night, we had a wonderful time.
Congratulations.
Audience, two standing ovations. And,
fantastic.
So we're in for a great week. We have shows
fantastic.
Every night. And
yeah, every night. Five shows to come.
And you have done this show all over the world, from Hollywood to through all the way across the oceans, all
China,
the way to China.
Europe.
Amazing.
Multiple languages.
Now, the inspiration behind this is a move. You were brought up in Montreal, big city, and you moved over to Smiths Falls.
That's right. I was, at the age of 55, I moved from Montreal to Smiths Falls, population 10,000 people. Marion and I moved into this incredible old Victorian house built in 1892.
Yep.
And everyone
calls
it
the Keyhole House.
Mm-hmm. The Keyhole House.
Yes.
Now, does the Keyhole House have some visitors?
Yes. I mean, we arrived and we discovered that we're not alone. We're living in the house with a ghost. And
a ghost.
She started manifesting herself pretty well on day one. The first night we were there.
How kind.
I woke up in the middle of the night on the first night and there was this apparition at the foot of our bed. And
I was sound asleep.
Yeah, Marion missed it, but Agnes seems to show up when I'm alone.
So, Agnes is the name of the ghost. Okay. Yeah. Tell us about Agnes. The story gets more and more intriguing. And by the way, we have an illusion we're going to do live on air today.
We're doing a magic trick.
Amazing.
On the radio.
A magic trick on the radio. So I'm holding a black envelope here, and we're going to ask a listener to call in with a time of day. And that time of day, I'm guessing, will be... You'll be showing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. This
exactly.
is new for us.
It's a
this is exciting.
Of time. Yes.
Okay. So I'm holding something very magical in my hands.
You
right
are.
Now. Okay.
Yes. And this is being recorded as well.
Recorded,
so people are going
so
to see this happen if they want to.
We're going to see this live. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can tune in live at classicalfm.ca. We stream the show there. Or you can also catch Baywatch.ca. And view us live right now. We're doing the magic trick right in front of you. So Ted and Marion, tell us about the upcoming show. Why should we go on Thursday, July 11th, 2 p.m. at Meaford Hall?
What can we
expect?
Come tonight.
So it's a mix of grand illusion, some mind reading.
Mind reading.
So there's people floating, disappearing, appearing. But at the same time, we're telling a story. So it's based on a true story of Marion and I moving into this old house.
Smiths Falls.
Yeah, in Smiths Falls, the keyhole house. We discovered eight old keys behind the fireplace mantle, and the keys unlocked doors in the house.
This sounds like a Victorian story in the making. So
how
old is the house? How old is the house?
TV series.
Like
it's really happening to us. So we're finding, keys, photographs. We found a photograph of a World War I soldier, John Briggs, and we identified him. We discovered he's buried in an unmarked grave in Smiths Falls.
Mysterious.
And so, we approached the Last Post Fund, and they're going to give him a military headstone.
Wow.
So John Briggs is another one of our ghosts, and he's quite happy now because he knows he has a military headstone on the way.
A happy ghost.
Yes.
Okay. Well, how's Agnes doing in the meantime?
Agnes is good.
How does she show her spirit?
Sometimes I'll be alone in a room, and the hair stands up on the back of my neck. I feel something.
Right.
Someone. I kind of feel like I can even smell her perfume, but she was letting us know that she was having a bit of an issue. Her tomb was crumbling, basically, in Smiths Falls, and she wanted us to fix the problem.
You hear some rattling too, and sounds.
Yes, we've had a bat flying in circles in our bedroom.
Yeah,
that woke us up.
Yeah,
always at the same time.
Yeah,
fascinating.
Footsteps in the attic. Wake up. It's always the same time.
Well, amidst this charming story, I'm in the presence of master illusionists here, because not only is the production based on a true story, but it's been touring around the world, as we mentioned, and the historical artifacts found in your home have gone viral with 30 million views on TikTok, appearances on national news, even NBC's The Golf Channel. Wow.
Yes. This, check out The Keyhole House.
This sounds like such a fun show.
It's great.
I mean, everything you're saying.
We found a golf ball in the wall. The golf ball is 100 years old.
Yeah.
It's from 1918.
It
belonged to Reginald Burroughs, we believe. He lived in the house at the time. He served in World War I. We think he brought it home with him after the war. And there was a golf club across the street, the Poonamallee Golf Club, so he probably played there. And then there's one more part of the story. Brooke Henderson, superstar golfer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Big
name.
Grandparents lived in the Keyhole House for 55 years.
Oh.
So there's a huge golf connection.
Incredible. Well,
the Golf Channel.
Join Ted and Marion Outerbridge at Meaford Hall. That's Thursday, July 11th. That's tomorrow, 2 p.m., a matinee performance created and performed by the master grand illusionists, Hollywood headliners that I'm speaking with right now.
We are actually performing all week long. We have tonight a 7:30 show.
Oh, where's the 7:30 show?
Where? All at Meaford Hall.
Meaford Hall. Okay. Okay. The entire week.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of opportunity.
Yeah. Come.
Terrific.
But we have only one matinee, and that is tomorrow on Thursday.
Oh, I see, the matinee. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
All the other shows are 7:30 p.m. till Saturday.
Perfect, perfect. All right, check it out at meafordhall.ca. And now let's get into the magic trick here. So I'm holding this up. We're going to open up the phones, 416-963-5996. And all you have to do is give us a call and mention your time of day. Any hour of the day that rings a bell for you, and our master illusionist will then take it over from here. So I'm holding this in my hand, and let's welcome. All right, we've got Malcolm phoning in. Malcolm, welcome to the show.
Hi,
there? Malcolm.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hey, Malcolm, welcome. Are you ready for some magic?
Yes.
All right.
This is great. So, Malcolm, imagine you're in a deep sleep. You're in a deep sleep. There's a crack of thunder. You wake up. What hour is it? Any hour. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just name an hour.
He's already putting me in hypnosis. I'm already in a state of hypnosis. 2 a.m. Malcolm says 2 a.m.
Okay.
All right.
And Daniel's holding this prediction in his hand right now. We're going to take it a step further. 2, 2.15, 2.30, 2.45.
2.15.
2:15.
2:15.
2:15. Okay.
Do you want to change your mind, Malcolm?
No.
2:15. 2:15. That's about the time I would be waking up also every morning.
So, what we have here is something kind of unusual. We have some times on cards, and I'm just going to lift them up here. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
So, like, here's an 11:45. Can we see that? 11:45. So, there are different times here, and only one of them is upside down.
Ah, only one card is upside down.
One, and I'm not going to touch that card. Daniel is going to take that card and tell us what it says.
All right, here we go. I'm taking it. No. 2:15.
We have a 2:15.
2:15.
Malcolm, thank you for not changing your mind.
2:15 right there. Oh my goodness.
It scares me too.
Yeah. Thank
Crazy.
You for not changing your mind, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I just witnessed magic.
Right on the radio.
You are
right
on the radio. Ears of the listeners, and it
incredible.
Happened.
Thank you, Malcolm. Thanks for participating. All
thank
right.
You.
I feel there's a request brewing here from the both of you. What can we do to tee up your show for tonight?
We have discovered that Agnes is very active when she hears Franz Liszt. She's really into Franz Liszt. I don't know if you can help with that.
We can definitely do some dreamy piano music here. All right, bring out the spirits.
And it's a family show. It's for all ages.
For all ages.
Yeah, she's
beautiful.
A family
well, good
host.
Luck to you. Thanks for sharing your artistry here. No
thank
other
you.
Words.
Thank you.
That
what
was magnificent. I'm in absolute
Thanks,
awe.
Daniel.
I'm in absolute awe. Let's cue up George Lee at the piano here with Consolation Number 3, some dreamy piano music. And I invite you to check out the show tonight and tomorrow matinee. Get the details at meaffordhall.ca. Family fun. Ted and Marion Outerbridge, master illusionists. Thanks for joining the Jukebox today.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.